Well, also today joining me in this discussion is PressTV's newsroom director, Hamidrezae Modi in Tehran. And from Belfast, I'm joined by Saeb Shatz, author and Middle East affairs expert. Welcome to you both. I can start with you, Mr. Modi, first of all. 25 days into the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, in which direction do you see the situation going?
Well, children are getting killed on the ground. More than 300 children are getting killed on the ground in 25 days of war by Israel on the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. And President Barack Obama talked just a couple of hours ago, and he said that Hamas has to show that it is a party to a ceasefire. There could be confidence in Hamas, and Hamas must release the Israeli soldier that it has captured a day earlier. So that, but there was no mention of the Palestinian children who've been killed by Israel. So President Barack Obama just talks about Hamas. He doesn't talk about Israel, how Israel is killing those defenseless people on the ground. The situation looks like the Palestinians are sending a very clear message to the whole world that this time around, we're not gonna say yes to a ceasefire if there is gonna be a siege after that. So they say it very clearly, the message is very clear, that no ceasefire until the siege, unless the siege is lifted and the Palestinians can have freedom of movement. This time it is quite different. The two previous wars, the Palestinians agreed to a ceasefire after Israel killed many of them, but this time around it's quite different. They're not going to say yes to a ceasefire, and the situation will definitely turn in their favor at the end of the day because there is international pressure on Israel, at least from the international public opinion. The world public opinion is turning against Israel. A lot of those people who thought maybe Hamas was responsible now have realized that Israel is responsible for the killing of those people, because they see on television screens, thanks to Press TV and very few other media outlets, that no, the children are getting killed. And who is killing the children? Israel is killing those children, not Hamas.
Given the fact that there's been many wars perpetrated against Gaza by the Israelis, and the fact that some alternative media have covered this and sent this message to the people of the world, how much has Israel become politically isolated?
Well, Israel has become isolated in the eyes of the international community, at least the people of the citizens of the world. But one important thing about media over here is that CNN, BBC, Sky News, Fox News, they have totally ignored the realities on the ground, and they are trying somehow to justify Israel's attack on Palestinian civilians and the killing of Palestinian women and children by pointing the finger of blame at the Hamas rocket fire. But you have to bear in mind, very important fact, that every Israeli from age of 16, between 16 and 60, are potentially soldiers, because they are members of the army and they can be called up to duty, and they have to go to war if Israel asks them to. So if Palestinians fire rockets at Israeli towns, they are firing rockets at soldiers, at military personnel, not at civilians. And if you've looked at the numbers, just three civilians have died in 25, 26 days of Palestinian rocket fire. On the other hand, you have more than 1,600 Palestinians killed by Israeli bombings and shellings and unmanned aircraft, and most of those people are civilians, and many of them women and children. So you can't compare the two. So those army personnel, this military personnel, are killing civilians in Gaza, and the Palestinian people are clearly defending themselves against Israel. And the people of the world can see this. This time around, while BBC, CNN, Fox News, Sky News, and others are shamelessly silent, Al Jazeera is shamelessly silent, in the sense that the previous war, Al Jazeera was giving a very, very good coverage. But this time around, because Al Jazeera is in America right now, it's part of the American cable networks, it doesn't want to harm that relationship with the Zionist media lobbies inside the United States. So it is somehow trying to stay away from the conflict in the Gaza Strip. So on RT, you can see it's very much busy with Ukraine and Russia and the exchanges of accusations and a blame game that goes between Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin. And now Press TV is doing it all alone. Press TV is trying to give the realities on the ground to the people of the world. And the people of the world have noticed that, and they are watching, and they are trying to learn exactly what's going on the ground. And what we see on the ground is being reflected on during the demonstrations in London, in other parts of the capitals of the Western world, and people are angry, and people are asking for Israel to be brought to justice and for Benjamin Netanyahu to stand trial.